This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. It's a new year, and there's new legislative leadership. But Governor John Bel Edwards and top Republican lawmakers will start the 2020 legislative session locked in a familiar standoff. On Friday, the Revenue Estimating Conference, or REC, couldn't agree to update the state's official revenue projections. That means the governor's executive budget proposal would have to be based on last year's estimate, about $100 million less than economists expect the state to have in the coming fiscal year. A similar thing happened last year. House Republicans blocked the adoption of a new revenue forecast until well into the legislative session. The mechanics of this year's logjam are a little different. The two newest members of the panel, House Speaker Clay Schexnider and Senate President Paige Cortez, didn't rule out adopting a projection, but they did worry that state economists' numbers might be a little high. So Schexnider proposed an on-the-spot modification.
You know, one of my goals is to be conservative. I'm not sure adopting an entire forecast amount is the most conservative route to take.
His version would have eliminated the expected growth in sales tax collections. Doing that would have kept next year's budget at a virtual standstill.
No one gets everything they wanted, but we all get a little something to help achieve our goal.
That was a non-starter with Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden.
We may as well not have our economists if we're going to arbitrarily sit here and say, I want to knock this number down a little bit. That's an unprecedented action for the REC to take.
Darden is Edwards' top budget advisor and his representative on the REC. He voted against House Speaker Schexnider's proposed changes.
It is not a compromise. It may satisfy some individuals' political objectives, not yours, but it's not a compromise.
Darden argued that the tweaks were the exact kind of politically minded manipulations that the REC was established to prevent. Cortez, the Senate president, said they ought to rethink the role of the REC.
You know, I don't think that we should tinker with REC and try to go outside the white lines, and you know, but what are those white lines? This is a valid option today, and I'm inclined to support it.
The independent economist on the panel didn't have much to say, but he voted with Schexnider and Cortez. It was Darden's lone no vote that blocked the adoption of the forecast. Governor Edwards criticized Schexnider and Cortez in a written statement after the meeting. He doubled down on some of Darden's key talking points. The vote is another data point for those trying to figure out how the new leaders will work with the Democratic Edwards, particularly Schexnider. At the start of the new term, House Republicans had the numbers to block Democrats from influencing the speaker's race. That didn't sit well with everyone in the Republican delegation. So Schexnider defied conservative leaders and ran against their preferred candidate. He courted the votes of moderate Republicans and Democrats, and he won the speaker's gavel with bipartisan support. Republican leaders saw this vote as a test of Schexnider's conservative credentials. He passed. For his part, Schexnider said that wasn't a factor in this decision.
My whole objective with being speaker is to be able to find a path where we all work together moving things forward. So this was my path right here, to be able to work together.
In an interview after the meeting, Schexnider said he didn't expect the pushback he got from Darden and the Edwards administration.
It was reasonable, I thought, and it was some way for us to be able to have a executive budget on actual numbers that we had. So yeah, I was surprised.
That executive budget proposal will be presented on Friday. Darden says it's already done, and it includes the $100 million the REC failed to recognize. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.